الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am host Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic class, welcome back to class. And those of you who are new listeners, our new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic, or today's subject, will be smile, or the value of a smile. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, Aisha said that the Apostle of Allah, may peace and blessings be upon him, used to kiss some of his wives while he was fasting, and then she smiled. And so I'm really saying this to the women, but mostly to the men, because sometime after we marry our women, then we don't kiss as much as we used to, or don't smile at them as much as we used to, or do some of the things we did to get them to be our wives. And some of those things we had to continue so they could be happy being our wives. And some of the things we stopped doing because we now have them, so we don't do those things anymore. But I think, and women correct me if I'm wrong, once in a while, a woman like to be told the truth about that she looks good, told her sometimes, and due to some of the things that men do with their wives, and also from time to time kiss her or just smile at her. And this is just acknowledging your comfort with her, the accepting of her, you're happy with her. But if you don't have a smile on your face or don't say it, how is she going to know that you desire her or you still desire her? And the same thing for the men, because women, you can also smile at your husbands from time to time. When you see him, he makes you happy. When he's not around, he just makes you smile. When people around you wonder, why is she smiling? She's smiling because she thought about something that her husband said, or something that he did that made her smile. And so I advising the men and the women who are listening to me, from time to time, you bring that smile on that person's face, do something memorable for them or to them, that when you're not there, that they remember it and it will make them smile. So the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he used to kiss his, he had several wives, he used to kiss his wives, and then they would smile. One time he kissed his wife Aisha, and after that, one of his wives, names Aisha, and she smiled just for merely him kissing her. The Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, he never, one of the companions said, Jarir said, he never screened me since I adopted Islam. Nor did he look at me except that he smiled. He never screamed at him. He never did anything negative towards him since he embraced Islam. Nor did he look at him except with a smile, or he smiled at this companion. Not because he was new. It's just that was his habit of smiling at the people. Maybe not so much laughing, where you can see that little thing in the back of the throat of most human beings, but he would at least show a smile towards an individual. And you know what about a smile? Is that sometimes smiles are contagious. What I mean by that? I mean that if you smile, then sometimes people smile back. They may mean it, may not mean it. I don't know. I don't get into that. I don't try to analyze why you're smiling at me. It's just that I'm smiling at you, and you're smiling back at me. Are you smiling at me? It may, in like an involuntary, I just smile back at you. And so it's just a beautiful thing. Instead of going around with being grumpy or having this, you can look this up in the dictionary for yourself, grumpy, or you can just not have a smile on your face. Always have the upside down smile, which is like a frown, if you will. And you look that up in the dictionary too, if you like, in the English dictionary. But instead of walking around with it's like this face all crunched up as if someone just hit you or something in your face and just made it like all messed up. You don't have a smile. And you might say, well, Imam, I don't even have teeth. Okay, fine. I didn't say show your teeth. I just said smile. And a smile is not always showing your teeth. Sometimes you can smile and show your pretty white teeth. Sometimes you can smile and without showing any teeth whatsoever, pretty or not. It doesn't matter. It's just a smile. It's just so pleasant. It just kind of shows that sometimes it shows the attitude of the person. And so a smile is just a beautiful thing to see and a thing to do. And I want to also mention something about the prophet when he called for water to make a wudu. A wudu is ablution, or wudu, or the washing of our body that the Muslims do before we make the prayer. It's required that we have a wudu before we make the prayer, or it makes our prayer not accepted, or it does some damage to our prayer, because we should have a fresh wudu, and certain things break the wudu, the ablution. I won't get into that, those things that break it, and you have to make a new wudu. But I'm just talking about when the Prophet, may peace be upon him, when he called for water to make a wudu. He rinsed his mouth and nose, then he washed his face three times, his arm three times each, and wiped his head and the tops of his feet. Then he smiled and said to his companions, "Aren't you going to ask me what made me smile?" They said, "What made you smile, O Amir al-Mu'minin?" He said, "I saw the Messenger of Allah call." This is the companion, he said, but made him smile. And then he's going to relate to the people the thing that made him smile. And he said, I saw the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, call for water near this spot. Then he did wudu as I have done. Then he smiled and said, "Aren't you going to ask me what made me smile?" This is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, saying this. They said, "What made you smile, O Messenger of Allah?" He said, "If a person calls for water for wudu," wudu is W-U-D-O-O, that's wudu. "Then he washes his face. Allah will remove from him every sin that he committed with his face. When he washes his arms, the same applies. When he wipes his head, the same applies. When he purifies his feet, the same apply." And so this is a thing that made him smile at that same spot. And he made the wudu, and he did what? He washed his face, and then any sins he committed with his face, the wudu or the water washed it away. Anything he did with his arms or with his hands, the wudu or the water washed it away. His head, whatever, his ears heard, the wudu washes away. Or his eyes, he saw whatever, the wudu purifies and washes him away. Or also with his feet, purifying his feet. And the same applies, meaning that the wudu, the washing of his feet, wherever he went, that was not a good place to go, then a wudu wash away those sins. If he kicks somebody, this is for me. Trying to give you some examples. Or he kicks somebody with his feet, then the wudu will wash away those and those sins. Of course, he can ask for forgiveness from Allah. As the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he will ask forgiveness from Allah 70 times a day, 70 times a day. Some have more times than that. And this was a man who all his sins were forgiven, every last one of them. And he was asked about that. He said, Messenger, one of the Prophet's companions, oh Messenger, Allah has forgiven you all your sins. Why do you ask for forgiveness from Allah? He said, well, should I not be a grateful servant of Allah? And so this is from the Prophet, who all his sins were forgiven. He showed his gratefulness to Allah as a grateful servant to Allah. Shouldn't we do the same? We who don't even know Allah can forgive our sins or not forgive our sins, we should also ask for forgiveness. This is a side thing. Ask for forgiveness from Allah as much as we can, every day that we can. Gonna be a one day where we won't be able to ask forgiveness because Allah has taken our soul or made us sick that we can't even ask anything of Allah or anything from Allah because of our sickness. So I encourage my students, Muslim or non-Muslim, to ask of Allah. Ask of Allah. Seek help from Allah. And those who are preparing themselves to make the wudu, and you wash your face, any sins you committed with your face, it washes away. Heard with your ears, it washes away. Don't you put water on your head, it washes it your sins away from that. Your hands, your arms, anything done with your hands or your arms, it washes away those sins. And your feet, the same thing. It washes away any sins that you committed with your feet. This is basically what this particular saying from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, what he is saying and giving advice to all of us from 1400 years ago up until now. His advice is still good. And Allah allows us to live 1400 years more, or one day more, or whatever it is. Then inshallah, Allah willing, then it applies to that time. It doesn't just go for the time where he's with the companions. It's with them and that's it. It doesn't apply to me today or you today. It applies forever, that if we wash our face, it washes away the sins. Our hands, our arms, wash away the sins. Our head, wash away your sins, the sins. Our ears, wash away your sins when you do the wudu. Our feet, wash away the sins when you make the wudu. I recall studying about one of the things that's going to distinguish the one who made salat from the ones who didn't, or the Muslim from a person who's not a Muslim. And that is the glowing, the nur, the light coming from the place of wudu. And so we wash our face, wash our mouth, wash our ears and our head, make wudu for those in those areas, wash our hands, wash our arms and our feet. And Allah knows best, but these things have nur emanating from them, have this light coming from them, who distinguish us from those who did not make a wudu and those who are not Muslim. It kind of distinguishes between the two, and Allah knows best. Allah knows best, and Allah knows the truth to what I'm saying. And any bad that comes from me and from the shaitan. Any good that comes from my mouth is come from Allah and His Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. It is also pertaining to smile. We talk about the value of smiling. The smile, the value of what the Prophet, may peace be upon him, what he used to do. And also encourage us to do when I get into a little more in a moment. And Jarir Ibn, the son of Abdullah, said, Allah's Messenger, may peace be upon him, never refused me permission to see him since I embraced Islam, and never looked at me but with a smile. Oh, so beautiful. So beautiful that he never refused him permission to come see him. But Muhammad, this is the kind of man that he was. Also, for this particular individual, he never looked at me but with a smile. I don't know how many times the Prophet looked at this person, but he had a smile for him. And he had a smile for many people. Many people remember his beautiful smile that he had for them. Even when they talked about old times before they became Muslim. or the poetry, because the poetry was a big deal amongst the Arabs at the time, and they used to do poetry, like a poetry competition, who could do the best poetry, that kind of thing. And so they love poetry. That's it. And so the thing was, when he heard these things, but poetry and some of the things that people used to talk about, and then he would smile. And so this is no harm. Those who revert or converted to Islam, for you to talk a little bit the good things about your past. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing upon him, he used to talk about this particular group, Al-Fadur. He used to talk about this group, and he loved this group. And this group, what it did, they stood up for people who were wronged. People, for example, most people were in tribes, and so you did something to one person, you have to deal with all the members of the tribe, or you got together with a tribe, and it basically dealt with you. But people who didn't have a tribe, or they came from out of town, if you will, and came to the area, they didn't have a tribe, or a person did something wrong, they had no one present with them to help defend them or be by their side. And so there was a situation one time where a man, like, was in that situation where a man, where he did some work for a man, and the man refused to pay him. And so he went to different people and shouted to the mountaintop, if you will, or off the mountaintop, look, this man, I did this work for this man would not pay me or did not pay me, so who's going to help me? No one helped the man. So except these people, part of this group called Fadul, and the Prophet Muhammad was part of it, and they went to the man who owed the other man money, or owed the man camels, whatever he owed to the man, paying for the work that he'd done, and then the man immediately gave it back, gave the man what was owed to him. Now, some readings say that, well, when they went to the person to ask for the person's money, it was like two, only he could see these two angry camels ready to attack him, so he gave the person the money. And Allah knows best about the story, but whatever it is, they went to the man and asked the man for the money that he owed to the man, and he immediately gave up the money to give to the man. Islamically, if a person you're supposed to give them, if they work for you, you're supposed to pay them before the sweat dries on their face. That's Islamic. That's what we're supposed to do. So it has really nothing to do with what we're talking about, which is smiling, but it's part of what is. I'm trying to teach you what Islam is and what Islam is not. And now you know what is some portion of that is not the subject for today about Islam. And that is that we are supposed to pay a person who works for you before they sweat dry. Pay them what you owe to them. Don't go in debt to that person. I owe this person, I'm not going to pay him. Or you ain't doing enough work that I'm not going to pay you. The person did what they contracted to do. They pay the person what you promised to them. And don't try to get your way or work your way out of paying a person, because you're trying to keep the money. That is a problem for you. If you don't pay it in this life, you're going to end up paying it in the next life. It's going to follow you, because you have your angels writing down your bad deeds, and it'll be in your book, and you have to answer for it before Allah, because Allah is very just, and He makes sure that justice is carried out. He is El Adam. This is one of His names. And so he is just. If the Adam's way to good, you're supposed to get, you're going to get it. Out of weight of bad you have, then you're going to get whatever you deserve from that just little morsel of bad that you've done, or that morsel of good that you've done. And that goes with each and every one of us, those who are listening to my voice. And what you hear me saying, tell it to other people. Tell it to other people, because now you know. Now, in terms of what I'm talking about, you are learning. You know what I'm talking about, and understand what I'm talking about, and anything I'm talking about, you can look it up for yourself. I'm not telling you any hidden knowledge. Oh, I only know this knowledge, and so I'll give it to you after this, the book is closed, and I put the book on the shelf or lock the book up. No, you can find out from the various scholars of Islam and go to the various masjids and find out from the leadership there. Tell me more about this particular subject that Imam Hassan Amin talked about, which is smiling, or the value of smiling in Islam. And I can almost guarantee, and Allah knows best, if you go to a masjid and you ask the leadership there, particularly Imam, tell me about the value of smiling in Islam. You know what you might see? Guess what? You probably already guessed it. You may see a smile come on that man's face. On that leader's face, you may see a smile come on his face just because you asked a question about the value of a smile in Islam. And matter of fact, you asking that question may make his day. Because maybe he hadn't smiled that day. Had nothing to smile about that day, whatever it was. But just the mere fact that you came to him and you said to him, tell me about the value of smiling in Islam, or why the Prophet smiled in Islam. And just for asking that question, more than likely, that individual is going to smile and should be more than happy to tell you or to be able to what you asked about, or answer your question for you. And if he doesn't have the answer right then and there, or he's busy, whatever the case may be, then what you can say is, say, when can I come back so you can tell me what I want to know, what I'm searching for, the information that I'm searching for. And so you can possibly come back another day when he may be not as busy, whatever, and find the answer to the question that you're seeking the answer for. It's also narrated pertaining to smiling is that every good is charity. Indeed, among the good is to meet your brother with a smiling face and to pour what is left in your bucket into the vessel of your brother. I have something, my brother doesn't have it, basically I give it to him. His bucket is empty of water, whatever it is, and I have something in my bucket, I give half of that whatever to him, I have some, and then he has some. And also, every good is charity. Indeed, among the good is to meet your brother with a smiling face. And this is something that I'm encouraging my Muslim brothers and sisters to do, to meet your brother or sister with a smile. You have no, like, hopefully no crooked intentions, or you're trying to get something from them. You're just greeting them with a smile. You're happy to see them or whatever, and so you smile. It doesn't cost you a thing. So a smile is cheap. It's free. It costs absolutely nothing. All you have to do is give it up. And hopefully you'll be one that also that will receive the smile. That is my hope, and that's my desire for you, and that hopefully you get what I desire for you, and that you give also a smile to me if you run into me. Also, it was narrated that one of the companions explained good character. And then he said, it is a smiling face doing one's best and good, and refraining from harm. So you want to talk about good character? Good character is what? It's having a smiling face, doing good, and refraining from harm. That's really is the mantra or the design of a Muslim. That's how Muslims are supposed to be built, with a smiling face, doing good, and refraining from harming of others. Also, as mentioned, your smiling in the face of your brother is charity. Commanding good and forbidding evil is charity. You giving direction to a man lost in the land is charity for you. You seeing for a man with bad sight is a charity for you. Your removal of a rock, a thorn, or a bone from the road is charity for you. You pouring what remains from your bucket into the bucket of your brother is charity for you. All these things are charity for you, are charity for me. We command good and forbid people from doing evil. If a person is lost, we tell them how to navigate also just helping someone carry something, carrying something from their car, for example, or your horse or whatever, or helping off their mount, is a form of charity. A person cannot see, a blind person or whatever person reason they can't see, and you showing them the way, rightfully so, is a charity. Or moving something from the road, it's a charity for you. Or again, like I mentioned earlier, the person pour something from my bucket into the bucket of my brother is a form of charity for me. And so I want to just tell my beautiful students is that please start doing these charities, sharing what you have with someone else. Smiling is okay. It's a form of charity. The Prophet Muhammad would smile at people. I mentioned several of them, and there's a lot more than this, but I just want to just give you a little taste of what he used to do, and that was a smile. And we know the value of smiling. A smile can change a person's day. They could be having a hard day all day long, just rough, whatever it is going on with them. But guess what? You come and you put out one of those smiles to them, it will just brighten up their day. You turn their frown upside down to a beautiful smile. You just made their day. They may even tell you, you know what? Your smile just made my day. I needed that. You just don't know. And if they don't say anything at all, they may keep it to themselves. Okay, that's their choice. Or they may not even realize how much of an impact, positive impact your smile had upon them. But you do it anyway. We're supposed to greet our brother or sister with a smile. It's a form of charity. And smile is on the list of charities that I have mentioned earlier. Is that smiling in the face of your brother is charity, commanding good, forbidding evil is charity. And you're giving direction to a man lost in the land is charity for you. You seeing for a man with bad sight is a charity for you. Your removal of a rock or a thorn or bone from the road is charity for you. You're pouring what remains from your bucket into the bucket of your brother is a charity for you. So if you see something on the road in the pathway that's going to hurt people, glass, whatever it is, and you can safely do so, remove it from the path or remove it from the road so no one can get hurt by it. If you're going to get hurt or ran over something like that, or a train or something coming, they'll kill us. Of course, don't do that and risk your life for it. But to remove a person or something that's in the road is going to hurt people, then it's a form of charity for you. Perhaps Allah removes something that's going to keep you from going to paradise. Something on the path that's going to blocking you from going to paradise. And Allah will remove that thing from you, from your path, and tariq, your path to get into charity. I'm sorry, getting into paradise. He may remove that for you because you show charity towards other person and you move some other people and care about other people by moving something from the path so they won't get hurt. Well, what may hurt you from getting into paradise is that thing on the road. But Allah moved that out the way. And you have a clear path straight to paradise, straight to Jannah. And so my students, please, you get opportunity to put out a smile, then put out the smile up to others. There's a lot of value in smiling. You're probably saying, hey, ma'am, you spent this time talking about smiling, this simple thing. It's a simple thing. It's a thing that doesn't cost anything, and it's something that can possibly change a person's life or change a person's day. It might even save a person's life. Because the person may feel like nobody loves them, no one cares about them, and all these kind of things that go through people's heads, and just the mere fact that you put that smile out to them, you know, it can pop. It may think, you know what, someone really does care for me, and I don't need to harm myself or anything like that. I don't need to down myself, have bad self-esteem, thinking that no one cares for me. But this person, they've had shown me that they care for me because they smiled at me. And I didn't ask, and I didn't do anything to them. I do anything for them. They just merely smiled at me. If you want to find out more and learn more about Islamic faith and increase your knowledge of Islamic faith, you can always go to Why Islam or the International Online University or American Open University and all these different websites. They will give you more information about Islam or you even get a degree in Islamic studies or the various universities I mentioned the last two that I mentioned, which is the International Online University and also American Open University. You have been attending the Islamic Faith in Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan Ayami. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.